Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Art, a harmless way to trigger an emotional response and a passionate argument is just to tell someone that you not only like, but prefer pineapple on your pizza. It always leads to chaos every time. And it should, because pineapple on pizza is stupid.
Hey.
And you know what else is stupid? Raisins. They're not good. They're not bad. They're just stupid.
Hey.
And I know not everyone agrees with that. Earlier today, in fact, Ryan Castle said, with a straight face, that oatmeal raisin cookies are better than chocolate chip cookies. That's just crazy talk. But no worse than our very own Mike Hawk's admission on yesterday's show that he doesn't like movie theater popcorn. Now, I don't even know how to respond to that buffoonery other than to remind myself that this is the same man who champions ciabatta bread. Ciabatta, by the way, means slipper. And it all makes sense because it has the consistency of a shoe. Now, see, opinions about food aren't the only way to lose respect for those around you. Some people, for example, think that cats are better than dogs. And unless you're talking about, like, on the grill, I can't possibly see why you'd think that. That exercise is enjoyable. That visiting the mountains is better than a beach. That baths are better than showers. That winter is better than summer. Or that Disney World is actually worth the price of admission. But people have all kinds of opinions about all kinds of things. And even though opinions are generally harmless, it doesn't mean you don't have a few that don't get under people's skin. And that is today's question. Today, no politics whatsoever. But what is your most unpopular opinion?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Over Joe's, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4213. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We will sit and spin. And as today is election day, hopefully you knew that. Today we have 10 songs that protest things.
Now, are we aware that they're protesting things, or?
Well, I mean,
like
sometimes
you find
know.
Out later. Yeah, sometimes right. It's obvious. Other times, you know, you've grown up with a song and your parents are like, do you know what that's about? Yeah. Say no. And you're like, oh, my God.
Whatever your favorite song is, try to sit down and write down the lyrics that you think are your favorite song's lyrics. Right. I don't care what it's about. I mean, half the time, you don't even know what your favorite song is about,
mm-hmm.
Let alone a protest song. But it's all kinds of different things as far as the music is concerned. Obviously, there are certain bands that still do protest songs.
Sure.
When you think of the world of punk, the was always something that was agitating
somebody. That's what punk
somebody.
Was about.
It really was.
Yeah, it was the reason it was there.
When you think about rap and the roots of rap music and the bands and what they were singing about.
Yeah, it was black punk.
Yeah, it really was. So we've got 10 songs protesting things in honor of this big election day.
Coming up, as we will sit and spin at 4:30. Also, right before that, here's some good news. We have updated beer locations. The ones that have currently been shipped a lovely keg of Men's Room Ola Days, a porter from Black Raven Brewing.
Yeah.
So we'll get the updated list there out to you today at 4:25. Hopefully one of these locations is close to you, because it's only available on draft. And if you haven't got a chance to try it yet, we'll hopefully steer you in the right direction.
I'm not going to lie. I just hope a location is close to me.
Exactly.
We tried it Saturday. It is real good, man.
It's a fantastic beer. So we'll give you the locations on the Ola Days Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing at 4:25. And today on The Question, we're not going to talk politics today. You're going to have enough of that for the next however long this is going to last. So we're going to steer clear of that. We're going to steer clear of religion and anything that is really not a heavy issue. If it's a heavy issue, just forget about it, because you know what? A lot of those issues are popular. You'd be surprised.
Right.
You got a group to run with. So we're going to completely ignore that today and talk about other things that, quite frankly, would irritate you more.
Sure.
I mean, depending on, you know, what your stance is. We talked about earlier, there's the tried and trues of the world. Pineapple on pizza.
Well, somewhere down to check in, said pineapple on pizza is delicious. Pizza in general is delicious. I'm not saying that pineapple belongs on pizza. I'm just saying, if you don't want your pineapple with pizza, then you should give it to me and stop complaining. Well, that's a deal. I do it with my wife all the time, because I always bitch about pickles on my sandwich. I did not order pickles on my sandwich. It said roast beef or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I get it, I open my bun, and the first thing I do is grab my pickles. I hand them to my wife. She eats them, by the way. I don't remember the place that did this, but this pissed me off, right? So I order the burger. This is a sit-down place. It was something like Red Robin, but it wasn't Red Robin. And like anything, I don't like all the veg and all that garbage on my burger, which is unpopular. But I take off my lettuce, take off my tomato, and I bite into my burger. Those sons of bitches hit the pickle on the bottom. Listen, I think as a rule, if you're going to put all that crap on someone's sandwich,
you gotta look for your stuff.
Either put it all on top or put it all on the bottom. But don't hide the pickle somewhere, man. That's not. It'd be like hiding the pickle between two patties and the cheese.
What, you know what? As long as we're talking about it, why don't we go back to the old days? I feel like when you used to go to a sit-down restaurant, it was like served open.
The burger?
Right. And all the toppings.
You could build it.
We're on the top buns. You can kind of pick and choose what you wanted to put on it.
Okay. I don't mind it when you put it on the side. But like I said, in this case, the burn to me was the fact that the pickle is hidden on the bottom. I'm like, who does that, man?
Well, look, I was saying, I love pineapple. Pineapple's great. I mean, I'll take a grilled pineapple on a pulled pork sandwich. I've had the Red Robin, kind of like whatever that is, their Hawaiian burger, where they put a grilled pineapple on top, maybe some barbecue sauce every once in a while, depending on what it is. Pineapple juice, I think, is one of the best underrated hangover cures on this planet. I'll eat raw pineapple. I love it. I love it. I just don't like it on pizza. So it's not that I don't like pineapple.
I like pineapple. And I don't like fruits and vegetables, but I actually like pineapple.
Upside down pineapple cake. Or whatever. Yeah. Pineapple upside down cake. That, to me, that stuff is fantastic. So
upside down pineapple cake means you're a swinger.
Right. Yeah. Now, we have discussed many things in here. Ted, your family grew up going to the beach. Steve, you went to the beach quite often. You do every summer with your family. My brother, my sister, my whole family, they go to the beach for a week. Something I grew up with. Mike can't stand the beach. So everything about the beach, the sand, the dirtiness, the wind,
but I think
the water.
It's where you grow up, because the beaches here suck as far as just relaxing.
Yes.
Because they're rocky. So the beach experience on the other side of the country, there's no rocks. I mean, it's all sand. So if you don't like sand, you're going to hate the experience, but it doesn't hurt. You know, the beaches are full of people. And here, you know, it's you need to wet your water shoes or whatever.
Right.
Just because all the rides. So it's a much different experience.
But also thrills, right. The beach towns we grew up going to, like, part of going to the beach is just going to those towns because of miniature golf.
Right.
The
all
pizza,
the stuff.
The
roller front, coasters. You
like,
name
all
it.
The stuff you love as a kid and as a sloppy adult
arcade
is there.
Ski ball. You name it. Right? Pop a shot. A chance to win some stuffed piece of crap.
There's going
to
be bumper cars. Right. The whole experience. And that's the thing. The beach.
Roller coasters.
Itself is probably the thing you do the least when you quote unquote.
Right.
So when you say on the East Coast, I'm going to the beach. you specifically say what town you're going to, and then it's about you can go to the starboard, you go to this place, make sure you get pizza here. And nobody asks about the water.
Right.
Nobody cares about the sand. It's just
because I was about to offer the opinion that I've been to like Hawaii, I've been down to California, and I've been to the beaches out in those places, those nice tropical places where the beaches are just everybody wants to go for the beaches. It still sucks. I hate it.
All right,
I hate the sand. Okay, I don't like all that crap.
You're not
packing it up sucks.
You're not wrong, but also
part of the allure of just swimming in the ocean is just that, like, I don't know, it's like a natural ride.
Sure.
Yeah. I love lakes.
Yeah, well, after an hour or two of that, I get tired of it. So you got to pack lunch for everybody.
You're
bringing drinks. You got a cooler you're dragging behind. Someone's got chairs on their back. Somebody's carrying an umbrella. You got blankets. You got all this crap. You go out there and you sit down and you get everything ready to go. As soon as you get there, some kids got to pee. So you got to walk them back. So they won't go pee in the ocean.
Pee in the ocean. I'm not walking you to the back. Pee in the ocean.
And I'm good in the ocean for about a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours of just being down there, getting in the water, doing my thing. But man, I love going back to the hotel pool because for whatever reason, that's just my comfort zone. I can read a book.
Sure.
I can get in the pool. So I kind of think I enjoy the hotel pool a little bit more because it's just not, there's not as much going on. It's not that I don't like going to the beach. It's just that I kind of like just chilling by the pool.
I don't think I have a problem with either. Cause truly, you're going to the beach for me. I'm not out to get a tan because that's not what brothers need to do. But I'm someplace I want to be. And typically it is summertime, which is my season. And if I'm out of town, there are palm trees, which always make me happy because it means I am somewhere warm that actually gets sunlight, right? Right. So whether like every time we go to Mexico, we will stay directly across from the beach and I listen to those waves crash. I don't know that I've even walked on the beach. I think I've done it once when the kids were little because they wanted to splash in the ocean. My wife and I are eating oysters sitting on a wall. But I don't know that I've ever gotten in the Pacific Ocean in all of the years I've been going to Mexico. Literally, the beach is across the street. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Looks great. I'm just in a place I want to be. Because right. Same thing. Across the street are nothing but bars, cheap-ass restaurants. So I'm just drinking whiskey. And man, that water looks nice. Have you put your foot in it? Absolutely not. Have you touched the sand? I haven't, but I'm quote-unquote at the beach.
All right. Did you guys ever go to the Outer Banks?
Yes. No.
So the Outer Banks, like, most of the houses you rent are massive. And usually you'll rent them with, like, somebody else. But they all have their own pools and stuff. So, like,
yeah.
You'll go to the beach. You'll swim. There's no lifeguards. It's a little riskier. But, like, half the time when we would go to the beach there, it's just to play, like, paddleball.
Sure.
Or frisbee. Right. Yep, or throw a football. And then you're right. We would spend the bulk of the time in the pool at the place.
That's actually what we did. Well, Delaware, just a couple of months ago, same thing. This community where they rented the house had a pool. And so day one, everyone goes to the beach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. By day two, half the kids are like, I'm just going to the pool. I'm like, I get it. Because you actually want to swim. And I feel like kids want to swim more than adults. And then adults want to read books and get tans and all that kind of crap. But then also right behind the pool was a pickleball court. So me and my father-in-law were like, look.
Awesome.
While they're splashing in the water, we're going to work up a sweat.
Oh.
By the way, that old man beat my ass in pickleball in every single game I played.
You hadn't played before.
Pickleball is
Man. He's like 75 years old. And keep in mind, he's only there for a few days because he had to go to the hospital because there was something physically wrong with him. He wasn't even supposed to play pickleball, but he's like, F that, I'm going to play. And this dude beat my ass the whole time.
The number one expanding sport in the United States of America is pickleball.
It's a fun sport.
I've never played. I've never heard anybody who's played pickleball say anything but, man, what fun it is, what a great time it is. If you go down to Palm Springs, there's pickleball courts everywhere.
It's like human ping pong, you can be old or young.
Okay, but there is a group of people that absolutely cannot stand pickleball players. They hate the entire sport. They despise
it. Have they played the sport to hate it? It's one thing to hate a group of people. Like, a lot of people hate joggers or they hate bikers, and people have their different reasons. And look, I'm not into jogging. I obviously know how to ride a bike. They don't necessarily bug me, but if I had an opinion, at least I could say, well, I've done both of these.
I think a lot of tennis players
have
a right.
That is exactly who hates them.
Pickleball, because pickleball people show up earlier than them and take over the court.
They take the court. So in other words, if you have one tennis court, they will come in and put three pickleball courts on that one tennis court. So they're down a tennis ball court. And then the more popular the sports gets, now there's another tennis court. Maybe they got four. Now half of them are pickleball courts, which don't give access for the tennis players.
Yeah.
So they absolutely cannot stand pickleball, just the intrusion of it onto their property.
But it's not like skiers with the snowboarders.
Correct.
Crowding their mountain. Yes. Well, it's a mountain.
That's a great analogy.
But they could both still go down that mountain.
When the pickup ball players show up, you can't play tennis.
Okay, now that's fair. So based on that argument, what are skiers bitching about then? Because you're right.
Like, I'll tell you what they're bitching about.
You can still ski, but the tennis players, they can't play because old folks are taking over.
I'll tell you why. Because skiers typically do not take a break in the middle of the run.
Well, yes,
so
this is true.
When you're flying down a mountain and you're skiing and you can't turn as quick or stop as quick, depending on your skill level, when you've got like three kids that have just plopped down in the middle of the run, I think that's what irritates skiers. Just because, you know, like if they are going to stop, they're more than likely going to pull to the side.
Sure.
And take a break on the
side. Well, also you got to remember though, on a snowboard too, if you eat it, you got to sit back down the strap. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's part of the reason they usually stopped.
Okay.
Part of it.
Getting resituated.
As opposed to just chilling and waiting.
Okay.
But I will say, as a snowboarder, it is fun. I try to get off to the side.
Sure.
But it is kind of fun to just plop down for a minute and be like, oh, man, it's nice.
Okay. Well, you know, but everything works like that, right? So when radio first became a viable thing, you know, to start reaching across the country, people in theater hated radio.
Yeah.
And then when TV came around, a lot of radio people got hired to pioneer these TV shows, but people in radio hated television. Then network television hated cable. Then cable hated streaming. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
I'm going to give you guys some scenarios here.
Real quick, I'd say, even where I grew up, right, there's these ballparks, right, at the end of Rhode Island Avenue. Now, in the spring and summer, there was fences.
Okay.
So they were three baseball fields. But then in the fall, or by the end of summer, when they took those fences down, then they would put up goalposts.
Right.
Okay. And soccer goals. So then you'd have, so you couldn't take BP anymore because you'd hit a soccer player or a football kid in the head.
Can't do that.
But that was always a big argument. Like, we played a lot of baseball, so we were happy when they went up. But, like, everybody else hated it. But you're right, just about space.
And it's still a big, dirt streak across the field when they played football.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a couple of fields. Like, when a kid's playing soccer, man, there's one great field, and I can't remember it. The problem is they have all of the lines for all the different. So they have soccer, they have football, they have lacrosse, and something else. And the problem is the kids couldn't figure out, like, what lines were the going out of bounds, which ones weren't, you know, so the ref screaming, like, that's a football one, keep going. I like the idea. It was a very nice field. I like that they're trying to accommodate everybody, but it's like, man, you can't put all of the lines down at one time.
All right, I'll give you some unpopular opinions. Agree or disagree. There is nothing wrong with walking barefoot in public.
Disagree.
It depends where you are.
Look, it's your choice.
Yep.
I just think in a city, you're running a risk.
I agree with Ted. It's your choice. It's also a gross choice. That sucks. Put your daggone
shoes on. What if you're out in the country?
What if you're at a festival? What if you're at the gorge in the grass?
I feel like if you're on grass, whatever. And
it's
again,
a little bit more acceptable, but put your doggone shoes on.
Okay.
If you're out camping at a festival, even I barely wear shoes at that point.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike.
Avocados are disgusting.
Nah, I don't think they have enough taste one way or another.
I've come back around. I'm on avocados.
Yeah, but
now.
For years you just didn't like them.
So
how does your palate change like that?
I don't know, to be honest with you. And I think what eventually changed it is I honestly did try a piece of avocado toast. The wife made it and it was different than I had ever, you know, sliced or chunked avocado, whatever it was. This was just mashed down there and had a little salt and pepper and tomato on there. I was like, this is actually pretty damn good.
You know, it's weird. A lot of times it depends where you are.
And guac as well.
My wife hated tomatoes for as long as I had known her. But the first time we went to Mexico, she actually just ate a fresh tomato. She's like, oh, my God, these are delicious. I'm like, right, because that's what tomatoes taste like. We do something a little different up here. So now she likes tomatoes. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I told Mike this for years. Like, I was like anti-avocado. And then sometime in my 30s, I was like, oh, love avocados.
What got you to try? Was it guacamole?
What was the change of
heart? Probably guacamole. So I just like keep trying it.
Guacamole to me is like the, what do they call it? The California roll for sushi. So someone's like, I don't want to try sushi. And you go, get the California roll, bro.
Right.
It's just smoked salmon cream cheese. Well, and they go, not so bad. So with avocado, because I never wanted to try avocado, but I realized I didn't mind guacamole. So I finally did avocado. I'm like, this is like bland guacamole.
And you were saying earlier that you, your kid doesn't like mustard. And that's why I said, because I think palates change over your. I didn't like coffee as a kid. I enjoy it now. First time I had beer, I thought it sucked.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So I just assume, you know, kids have such more sensitive taste buds that your kid doesn't like mustard.
Which I almost put him up for adoption.
And I thought, man, like, I
told him his mouth is stupid.
To me, ketchup does not belong on a hot dog, but mustard absolutely needs to be there if you're doing onions or kraut or whatever you're putting on there.
I agree. Ketchup on a hot dog disgusts me. My wife
doesn't. So does relish.
And so does my son, because he won't do mustard. And he thinks I'm a freak because I just put mustard on my hot dog. Bro, it's a hot dog.
Right. I think there's also those foods and those food combinations that you can try and you know you might like this someday. You don't inherently like it. You just, it's not for you sort of a
That's
thing.
Fair.
And avocado was
it's
that
like
way.
Jazz.
Onions on burgers was that way for me for a long time. But just mm-hmm. I didn't go out of my way to take them off nor put them on. But there came a point where I was like, doggone, I really want to put onions on the sandwich, whatever it was.
It depends
however,
how they
I stand firm on coconut. I am still anti-coconut.
I do not like coconut.
Get it the hell out of
grilled onions or fresh onions on a hamburger.
Either or.
Bro, see, I go either way.
I go fresh.
But they have to be yellow onions. You go to some place.
What about a red onion?
They put the raw red onion on there. It's just too much. And
I think
like
a burger should have raw red onion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're a freak.
Well, I also like a yellow onion.
That's what I'm saying.
But definitely raw.
Yeah, I'll go raw.
I like both. I mean, the best onion is just to caramelize it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
But nope. With most things, if you don't like it and you cook it down in butter,
right,
yeah,
right.
It gets a little better.
Yeah. Mushrooms, whatever.
Yeah.
No politics whatsoever today, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Following the 5K a day, all you need to do is listen to the show here 1 hour each day on the Odyssey app.
Your chance to win $5,000 a day until it's gone. Just download the Odyssey app. Make sure you're signed in so you get the credit for it. And listen to this fine radio station 1 hour each day for your chance to qualify. Our question, no politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone here says, I don't know if beer being cold is something that someone would get upset about, but if it's not cold, I don't drink it. I'll tell you what, man, it really depends where you are. If you go to England, mm-hmm. I would say most of it's room temperature.
That's one that shows right? up on the list. Warm beer is better than cold beer. And I'm like, man.
I mean, room. I will say this.
On the beer, maybe?
And in England, because their beer is a little different.
It is a little different. It's always room temperature.
Right. It's not as carbonated.
But you even, like, when you were there, I'm just saying, I didn't even really notice. I knew it was room temperature. I'd heard it's going to be room temperature. It's hard to explain, right?
I feel like they also just like their drinks warmer because, again, they can tell when there's an American because we ask for ice in our drinks. And that is an odd thing to them. So I think they just prefer things room temperature.
It's an odd thing, apparently, to a lot of people in a lot of different countries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we just like ice in our drinks for whatever reason.
I would drink a warm beer. I don't have an issue with it, but I would prefer it's cold.
If you go someplace that does not use ice normally, do not use their ice.
Yeah.
It's hard enough in an ice country to keep those machines clean.
But buy it bagged.
Yeah,
get it
exactly.
Bagged.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
It's not even, they will even tell you. Like, when we go to Mexico, man, you know, when you sit down, once they realize you're from the States, you know, they'll pour you a glass of water, but they will ask you, like, do you want ice? And one of their sales pitches, they'll even put it on the menu, like, we have bagged ice. Honest to God, that is a sales pitch. Because they're like, man, if they get it out of the machine, you're going to be on the toilet. Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Harrison, I came to you first because your damn phone keeps dropping off.
I'm sorry. I live on Woodby Island, man. There's very spotty coverage everywhere.
Yeah, man, how was that storm was something yesterday, wasn't it?
Come on, man. It's a normal one.
Well, 5 to 6 foot waves, I thought, in Ferry's counseling was pretty substantial.
No, I mean, we've had worse. We've had 75 mile an hour winds out here.
Damn.
Anyway. I was watching a video of a dude on foot just going over Deception Pass.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like 50 mile an hour winds. He's like holding on for dear life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you, what, should, you should see.
Go ahead.
Sorry. About a year ago, we had a semi-truck flip over and smash against the railing on the bridge. It was just,
not the first.
It was stuck there. Not the first time. It's happened many a times, but yeah.
Okay.
Definitely windy out there.
What's your unpopular opinion?
So my unpopular opinion, I'm a very avid hunter, and I feel like hunting, if you can barely afford a license that's way too expensive, why pay for it when you can just go out and spend a dollar on a shotgun shell and feed your family for a week instead of spending $90 at the store, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. To me, it's probably a money grab is my guess. Because the things that you do need a license for versus the things that you don't. Like, having kids. Like, man, maybe that should be licensed.
You should have to have you should need a license for children, not hunting.
Because think about it. If you are like, I want to say, like if you run a daycare or something like that, like a legal one, right? You have to be licensed to do it. I'm like, they're watching kids.
Right.
I just no questions asked.
I can tell you, growing up in West Virginia, the reasons they do it there. So the reasons they do it there, and they scatter the seasons, and they have different seasons for different, you know, bow season, musket season, gun season, is based on population control. Same correct with bears, and how long that season is open. And if you kill an animal without them knowing, it's a numbers game. Because they're trying to keep the population, and they're trying to, one's not going to mess up the equation.
Right.
But in general, the reason they do that is, so, look, sometimes the deer are overpopulated, and they will expand doe season for a week or two because they need to bring the population numbers down more. So,
yeah,
that's basically, same with fishing license. It's the same thing. That's why you're only allowed to take X amount of whatever.
But how many different licenses do you have to get for your hunting there, Harrison?
Say you want to hunt migratory waterfowl, which is ducks and geese, right? You got to get a small game permit and all sorts of other crud that you really don't need a duck stamp. When I first started hunting, it was $5. Now it's up to $35.
I will say, and they should actually give you money to hunt geese because most of us hate them.
I don't know anybody who's pro geese.
They're so tasty, man.
Exactly. But they're everywhere. I mean,
So how much you have to spend in a year for all of your different hunting licenses?
It rolls, just to shoot a duck, it rolls up about like $150 to $170.
That's to shoot a duck? Dang.
A duck. One duck out of the air. One duck that'll feed you, not your family, you.
Well, you got to get all those licenses, but how many ducks can you shoot?
I mean, endless amount. I mean, you could, so five per day, and you're allowed to have seven on your body. So you can have seven ducks personally, which means you got to keep two from the day before, but you're only allowed to have five total.
All right. What are some of the other rules with the different animals? As far as how many you can take a day or season.
So there's all sorts of different small rules. My main thing is I wanted to prove a point, or just put this point out there, that I don't want some Ricky Rain while we're going up and shooting 47 moose up in some valley because he's, you know, just twacked out on something, you know?
Sure.
I want people to, like, actually responsibly take game for their families, you know?
A guy got arrested in England this past week because he was taking his dogs, and you are allowed to hunt with dogs in England. Obviously, that's part of fox hunting,
kind of a big thing,
the beagle world, you know, like tracking those things down and use. But he was hunting deer with his dogs.
All right.
So he would just let the dogs go and sick deer, and you are not allowed to do that there. You can do small game.
So are the dogs taking the deer down?
The dogs are taking the deer down.
Oh, well, Jesus, man,
and
yeah.
And once they get it down, you know, he's going over there ending the situation and then taking the deer out. But, you can't hunt deer with dogs in England. I learned that one this week.
I always thought, they always say it's the thrill of the hunt. This guy's like, nah, not for me, man. I just let the dogs do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, dogs are practical if you're a bird hunter, and there's other reasons you take them out there. But typically, it's just to chase things out. So dogs, if you do go grouse hunting or any type of fowl that's quail or anything you're trying to get up in the air, the dogs shake them up,
and
then you can take a shot. But they're not the ones that are, they'll bring him back, but they're not the ones putting their neck
right,
around
taking the thing down.
Yeah, exactly. No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, anybody can hunt like that.
Yeah, I can go hunting if that's the case. Like, hey, Molly, just go get him. I'll just shoot him when you get him down.
God, she would take you back some weird stuff, dude. I figure if you just suck her on like an open field, she'd bring back some weird like groundhog.
It would be anything that you don't want.
Right.
But somehow that's just how she operates.
It'd be pheasants flying all over the air. You know, there's rabbits that are bouncing all over the place and she'd find some weird like weed rat.
It would be something you don't want to eat. Right? It'd be like, what's that? It'd be like a possum.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, Molly. Actually, we had a friend over last night briefly and she knows the dog and my dog does whatever she does. And I said, I got three words to describe my dog. She is cute. She is loyal, and she is annoying. And the woman was like, you know what? That's very accurate. Yeah. I said, yeah, she's cute as hell, loyal as hell, and annoying as hell.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello. How are you, Victualas?
Hola.
Doing well. Right. I'm sitting here on the back porch with John Boy. He's talking with Daisha. He needs to hang up the phone, and we need to talk to you folks.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do one at a time. How's that?
Pick one. Let's go.
All right. Go ahead. You're up.
Oh, what was the question?
What is your most unpopular opinion?
Oh, I never want to hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers again for the rest of my life.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
If you could please, 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 sweet baby Jesus, 6-point ounce. Baby Jesus, never play that on KSW.
You know we're going to. Years. But let me ask, what is your least favorite song?
I will tell. Okay, John, am I wrong? John, am I wrong?
Talk to us, Joe.
You have an opinion, John.
Talk to us, Joe.
Go ahead, guys.
No, it's your opinion, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I have been my whole life, so that is an unpopular opinion to me. There are songs I don't like, just like any band.
Sure.
You're not going to like everything that they do. And most good bands, they change along the way and they evolve. And maybe the original sound that you like the band is not what they're currently doing. It's easy to make arguments like, look, Anthony Kiedis is not the most prolific frontman or lead singer of any band, but he fits.
He's a very prolific frontman. He's not a very good singer.
Correct.
I mean, when you watch him, like, dude, he's got all the energy. That's the way you want your frontman to be. And I'm a Red Hot Chili Peppers apologist. But he has a horrible voice. I don't know if it's a horrible voice. He can do one line, right? It's kind of like Geddy Lee. You can like Geddy Lee, you cannot like Geddy Lee, but you know it's a Geddy Lee when you hear him because there's one voice you will ever get.
And ironically, we are not playing any Red Hot Chili Peppers in our show today. I kind of want to switch out one of the songs.
You know what? You should, just for him. Yeah.
I think a lot of times it just has to do with if you like that band or not. Like, sure. I was watching a video the other day and the guy's talking, like, I think it might have been the Chili Peppers, but the guy was Australian. He just goes, yeah, well, AC/DC, right, we talk about it, they do the same song.
Every time.
Now, I love AC/DC.
Me too.
We do.
So I don't mind, but, like, not a ton of range.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know what I mean? He's got his voice. And before that, they had Bon Scott. Same thing. Like, he had one voice.
I grew up on Kiss. I love Kiss. I love everything about Kiss. As far as when you go back and listen to some of their songs that they've done, and granted, they've been around for a long time, there are more turds than there are great songs. So, and that's just based on their catalog and just the albums they put out. There might be one or two good songs on Creature of the Night or Creatures of the Night. So
I think they did well into the 80s. So, I mean, you're talking a long time. But like most bands, though, when you're young, and keep in mind how prolific they were. As whoever your favorite band is, tell me if they put out two albums a year every year for the first 6 years of their existence. They do not, right? So these guys were constantly putting stuff out, and a lot of that stuff was actually really good. And then something happened in the 80s, kind of when the hair metal thing took off. Instead of like writing original stuff, whether you liked them or not, they were still writing more original things from their perspective. And in the 80s, they started copying people, and it kind of turned to crap.
Well, except for I Was Made for Loving You when they copied the disco era. That probably still is one of their most popular songs they play at a concert, and it's got a different groove to it. And when it came out, it's like, oh, Kiss sold out. Now they're doing disco. And now it's a pretty well fan favorite.
I like when people are like, well, Kiss sold out. They went disco. They had pinball machines, lunch boxes, posters.
Right, exactly.
Like, dude, they had their own dolls. They sold out long before they did a disco tune.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
I also think sometimes the rock crowd is the toughest crowd.
Oh, for sure.
Like I still like a lot of rap music, but in rap music, you kind of like sub-categorize stuff. So if you said to me, who's my favorite rapper? I'd be like, rapper, lyricist, you know what I mean, or hit maker.
Sure.
Like, Drake makes awesome songs.
Yep.
I don't think anybody's going to argue he's the greatest rapper of all time, but, right. Like, you want to hang out and listen to a banger, put on Drake. Like, I like Kendrick. Kendrick doesn't always get me in a very fun mood.
Right. Like, Alice in Chains, great band, but I'm not putting them on for a pick-me-up. Like, you see,
right.
Dirt is one of the best albums out there, but I got to be in the mood, man, because I know what mood I'm going to be in when I'm done listening. I'm going to bang my head. I'm going to sing along. Then I'm going to need a cigarette and a beer and think about my life.
I mean, that would say that's arguably the greatest thing about that hair metal era is it's just fun.
It was. Yeah. I mean, it was
all hits.
Although, you know, to your point with rap, though, I think it's easier to rap, too. One, because there's a lot of samples. So you're drawing from other music genres. You can't just say, I just like rap and I don't like other music. Like, you do, because that's a lot of. And also, they've always collaborated.
Yeah.
Right. So
featuring.
Yeah, featuring. Yeah, I mean, like, in the rock world, man, that's just not something that happens. I mean, if
Sammy Hagar replaces David Lee Roth, people lose their goddamn
mind. They lost their mind. Oh, my God.
Back to your rock thing. You know, like, just rock fans. Like, Club Dave, you know, whatever. Team Dave, whatever it was back
then. Well, even to this day in the rock world, I'm like, I get it. And the funny thing is, especially, right, doing this show for forever in Seattle for a long time, we're lucky enough to know some of these people, these bands. They're all the same friends,
oh,
but
yeah.
You're right. They don't have, like, crossovers like rappers do or features. No. But when one of them comes out on stage with bands in town.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Because rock doesn't do it. So, like, when Temple of the Dog happened, right?
Yeah.
Sad why it happened, but the fact that album came out, to people that liked rock, you're like, this is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. You maybe put together a super group. But that was it was a temporary thing. You kind of understood what it was about, right? But otherwise, they went back to their bands.
Yeah. My unpopular opinion, Velvet Revolver is Guns N' Roses with Scott Weiland. Some of Guns N' Roses' best songs are in that Velvet Revolver catalog.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Velvet Revolver is an amazing band.
In my mind. No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
I think Winston was a great front man.
Scott Weiland. Absolutely.
I've also heard my buddy Barnes talks about the worst show he'd ever seen was a Scott Weiland show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Solo or with
it depends on where he is in life.
He just was all drugged out. And
right, you got to get him at the right moment, man. Right, I mean, that's the thing with dudes like that. You know, like, look, we like Jane's Addiction. When we saw them play a couple of years ago, great show. Apparently things have changed. Not just the fact that he punched Dave Navarro, but the fact that, like, dude, he was slurring his words, didn't know the words. That would piss me off. Because up until then, if you'd asked me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, go see him, man. He's great front man.
No politics whatsoever. What is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. I consider myself a strong, independent, modern woman. I love football. But I cannot stand female commentators on the football field. I hate that so much.
Really? I don't even notice anymore. Like, who are you talking? Sideline reporters or people actually doing the calling from the booth? Which are there any women calling from the booth?
There is a college.
I don't want them there. I don't want them there.
So what's your reasoning behind it?
I don't have any reason. It's just wrong. It's not okay. I don't care that they're in high heels and their fancy fur coats and all that hair and makeup, and I want football, raw football, and I just don't feel satisfied when I see them standing down there.
Well, I can tell you the guys appreciate it.
That is why they're there.
So look, you got to remember something else. There is a color commentator and there is the play-by-play guy. And typically there's two people in sports in each booth. One person is a person who's played the game and knows that aspect of it. They're the color person.
Mm-hmm.
The other person, Jim Nance or, you know, Joe Buck or whatever, never have stepped on the field. Now, Jim Vance, great golfer. Is he pro level? Absolutely not. When he calls golf tournaments, does he know what he's talking about? He sure does. Joe Buck can call golf. He can call anything. But when you're looking at someone, you can be an expert and not play the game and not be involved in it. With women, you know, women play basketball. Women play softball. It depends on what sport you're watching. But, you know, the insight is the same. I haven't played the game, but I know enough about the game to give you insight.
I was going to say, my unpopular opinion is let the color commentator just be a guy or a woman again. I don't know why it has to be an ex-athlete.
Right.
Some of them absolutely suck and have no background professional broadcasting.
And the thing is, and honestly, those would be the better guys on the sideline. Because I hear what you're saying about the sideline
Goose
report.
Goose was amazing when he was on the sideline.
Yeah, but like, because it's just personality, because sideline reporters don't offer much opinion. They literally say, I just talked to the coach. They're just regurgitating information.
Correct.
So male or female. I'm not saying the job doesn't isn't super involved, but what they're asked to do is, like, you're just reporting information. Correct. You're not making a call
Patrick
about the
Mahomes
next play.
Patrick Mahomes just got checked out right. on the sidelines. It looks like he's going to be good.
You're not
back in.
You're not even commenting on the game. You're not commenting on the state of the game. You don't bring up the score. You don't talk about the penalties. They literally just say what you said.
They're a reporter.
Patrick Mahomes seems to be okay. I saw him stretching out his knee. The coach said, we need to... That's it, man.
Now Carson Wentz is he's gotten up and he's starting to throw, but it looks like Mahomes is going back in. That's you're an actual reporter reporting on the event.
But that could be your point because you're right. At that point, the sideline reporter is just eye candy because they're not. They're just giving you the report, right? They're not coloring the game for you.
They are. I like it when it's just dumping rain. You're like, pouring rain down here. Here's
so
a
miserable.
Quick unpopular opinion from last night. Mahomes isn't actually hurt.
No.
That guy limps off the field more than anybody I know.
I know. Who was the basketball player who used to do that all the time?
LeBron.
No.
There was somebody, just every game. So when he came back onto the court.
Paul Pierce was famous for it because he got dragged off in a wheelchair. And
maybe I'm thinking
back,
Paul Pierce.
2 minutes later.
The guy that got shot 9 times.
He got stabbed 9 times.
Oh, 9 times. Yeah. Get
a he's right, a real Sean. Tough guy.
I did get in touch with Cass, so he's going to switch out one of our songs for Chili Peppers.
All right.
Good news for you, Joe.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.